Hey, I had a great experience today, and that was at the Maker Faire at the Henry Ford. It's today and tomorrow.
Please tell us what a Maker Faire is.
A Maker Faire. I am going to bring on Mike Brennan. Mike, welcome to the Internet Advisor Show.
Thanks, and I am at the Maker Faire at Henry Ford, and I guess I can kind of explain it since I walked around. It's a whole potpourri of things. On my right, there's a site that called Roblox, where young people can design games in the cloud. And to my left, there's a guy doing drafting stuff. We're making parts and things, and there's everything in between, including a lot of arts and crafts kinds of things. But there's 400 booths here. They're expecting 30,000 people on the weekend, and I'll bet at least 20,000 went through because Gary was here this morning, and it was wall-to-wall, wasn't it, Gary?
It was amazing. All of the very... If you took and could somehow harness all the creativity inside the Henry Ford and outside, out back. They had tents and tents and tents of different people and building stuff, not just arts and craft like you would. And there were some of that, right? Creative people doing lots of creative things, but they were actually making things. And that's what the Fair is all about. Tech Shop had a great big exhibit there. And we've had Mark Hatch, the president of Tech Shop, on the show a couple times. But there were all sorts of other people making jetpacks that you could rocket into the sky with and making little mobile devices. I even saw a mobile sofa chair. So a guy in a red sofa chair was running around, driving it by himself. So it was everything in between.
Yeah, and then for those that couldn't make it today, it's available again on Sunday from 9 to 6. I would encourage you, it's I think $28 to get in, but it's well worth the price. It's fascinating. I mean, it's just, you can't believe what some of the stuff they're making.
I was talking to a woman that was managing the Model T teardown. And while there's about 7,000 actual parts in the Model T, which is amazing because there's only about 15,000 to 16,000 parts in a modern vehicle average, but about 7,000 parts, they had 215 parts that they took off an old Model T and then invited people to grab a part and put it back on. And it was amazing. So people were in small teams and individually helping assemble a Model T there and all sorts of other things. It was pretty amazing. All the big clubs were there. U of M, Dearborn, their computer science group, as well as some of their engineering classes were participating, and many others. So the Society for Women Engineers had kind of a great little bridge building exercise. So people were sitting down building bridges out of straws. Kind of fun to see.
Well, I think it really plays to Michigan's strengths. We have a lot of really serious engineering talent in the state. We have people who have been assembling vehicles for more than 100 years. Some of them are third generation. And then we've just got a lot of creativity. So I think this is really reflective of what's going on in the state these days.
Yep. So you could go there again tomorrow, 9:30 to 6 o'clock at the Henry Ford. And this was one of the things that you wrote about in mytechnews.com, your newsletter that we talk about each week, and you put on some really great things. So if people hadn't heard about it till now, they missed one day, but they can go to the next day. But if they had gotten your newsletter, they would have known about it earlier in the week, right?
Yes, and a number of people came by and said they read the newsletter, they listen to your show, they listen to the podcast, so I was really encouraged by that.
Yeah, we actually found somebody who said, I can't believe I'm meeting one of you guys. We listen to you every week, so that was kind of cool. And I had Charles Kelly, which was a professor. He was a professor at U of M Dearborn in computer science, stopped by and said, yeah, I listen to your show. You actually, you know, talk about good stuff. So I said, great, you're a professional, then we're on the weekend. So it was nice to hear that. Tell us a little bit about My Tech News and what you do there and what it's all about, because in addition to this list last week, you also talked about driverless cars, M-City, which is U of M's activity. What else?
Well, gosh, you know, we cover all sorts of things. We cover life sciences. We cover software. We cover, we cover the maker movement. We just started a brand new section in that area. We cover events for entrepreneurs. We cover Michigan entrepreneurs. We write stories about them. We cover state national politics through our partnership with Gunware, alternative energy, cybersecurity. It seems like anything that's hot in the state, we try to cover. And then we have all these content partners like yourself that we feature. We have 8 content partners right now, so we pick up coverage from them. We try to make it a one-stop place for everyone. And we have the newsletter that comes out on Friday that's the compilation of everything.
So that's MyTechNews, MyTechNews.com. And it's free, right? All people have to do is sign up.
That's all they have to do.
Mike, thanks a lot. Enjoy the rest of the show today. And tomorrow I'll be back out there about 9:30 or so to spell you, let you walk around a little bit. So I'm looking forward to being back out there at the Maker Faire again tomorrow. You take care, Mike.